I had the opportunity and the independence to do it in this way. Now he rushed over to thank me for it. Of course I was happy. Suddenly I saw that not only were my parents there and these beautiful figures who had accompanied me here, but there was a whole crowd of spirits there. There were many that I came from, lives I knew and had lived with. Some even rushed there with the remark, just quick, I cannot stay long, I just want to greet him." And so it was urgent and I had to greet this one and that one. They hugged me, were happy and wished me all the best in the kingdom of heaven. Yes, there they were, all those with whom I got along well. Then she was asked to separate from me again. They had to say goodbye to me again. So I now stood alone with these three who had guided me over from the earthly realm. They told me, "You see, you got to experience the good too. It was so nice that they were allowed to come and thank you. We were very happy. You have also seen what you have done wrong, and you have also seen that there is nothing in the spiritual realm that can be kept secret. All those who were accused are coming. Everything is open and clear, there is no denial, nothing. The act that one committed is being performed and the other person sees it." I then asked what I could do now, since I had the insight that I should not have done that. And I would have done all these things in my younger years. When I got older and more mature, I would not have done these things anymore. They said to me, "You see, you shall receive the reward for all the good you have done. You can now rest in this little house for a longer period of time. But you are completely alone and you will not receive any visitors. Your garden is not exactly big, but you have the opportunity to walk around a lot. But you are alone, and you have the opportunity to think about all of this, about the life you have lived and what you think, how you would like to shape the future or the near future." They left me on that. I would like to emphasize, I was very happy about this little house, which was so beautiful, and about this garden. I worked in the garden, but I was not happy because I was alone and could not talk to anyone. So I asked that I might be freed and redeemed from it. I would rather live somewhere else and work under harsher conditions than here. I thought, "I have met so many, where do you live?" I thought about God and everything that was said in religion. And I asked that they free me from here and show me the way. For myself, I wanted to put myself in the service of my neighbor, to do something with which I could make others happy. And how much more I occupied myself with it and wished, these three came to me again and were happy that I had thought of such ideas. "You would now give me suggestions." They said that through this loneliness I had also removed some of the injustice and the stumbling of life. But everything would not be over yet. I should now make up for another part through the work I would have to do. I could redeem myself this way. Another part would then be imposed on me in my future earthly life. It was explained to me that I would have to return to the earthly realm. Then I would still have to pay off a small part of those debts as a human being. They also explained to me that it all depended on how I applied myself to the work they were assigning to me. They told me that it was not enough to just create, but that I would also receive spiritual teachings and training. I should go through schools and fulfill my tasks. Yes, they gave me notebooks or books and I had to write down what was said and explained in them. I had to write, yes, write, because I would not have been able to keep it, I would have forgotten it again. So I wrote it down and studied diligently. I went through different schools and was happy. After a certain time they came back and said that my knowledge was now sufficient for my tasks. I would now have to go into practical labor service and apply what I had now learned. So I did. I was led into a wide variety of spheres. I had to show my interest in working with spirits of God. When I saw how these sublime and beautiful beings of heaven exert themselves and found it necessary to work like this, I felt that it was also up to me to give the utmost and work like this. In between they told me about God. They explained to me what levels I could reach to experience this and that. I heard their zeal for it, and I also said, "Good, I am working for the glory of God. I want to take everything upon myself and work for the glory of God and also for my salvation and for the health of others, my siblings. This is how I am deployed in this work plan. Sometimes I act on a slightly higher level, and sometimes I have to do something like that, which descends deeper. The spirits who took care of me and gave me these instructions all come from a very specific sphere. They indicated to me that I could work in their area and that they would accept me into a community. Through this reception, one's zeal would be greater and one would be able to grasp divine love and wisdom more readily, as one would receive additional instruction from the spirits of heaven. If you then fulfilled your task and were fully committed, that would bring its reward. However, there are also spirits who do not wish to work in this way, or who do not have this zeal at all. I was asked to tell you this. It is certainly still in my memory because it has not been erased. These images are alive. As it is explained to me, such images will lose their luminosity and become insignificant when one's involvement in human life has been made for the glory of God and the salvation of mankind. Then only such things would stand in its luminosity. Everything else would remain unimportant, would not go out, but would become illegible or unrecognizable. It is the same with the spiritual beings that you see again and that have come along. If you have a picture of something happening today and after many, many years you show this picture to another person, they will hardly remember it. On the one hand, the event is there, but on the other hand its luminosity is weak. As the ascension progresses, the others who were involved slowly, slowly forget those events. They are forgotten for you personally, but not in the whole event, as a whole they remain. Now I withdraw again, because the brother who always speaks to you is waiting next to me. I should give you these words and these explanations so that you think about yourself and become clear about everything. Whatever you think is a secret, everything is there in the spiritual. If you lie and cheat, in the spiritual realm it is there and everything is clear and proven. Then you really feel ashamed. So, good friends, I wish you God's strength so that you can overcome and know which way you have to go, so that you may mature early and not only when you are old. God bless you. God bless you. Joseph, God bless you. My dear friends, I will try to answer the questions you have as best as possible. Dear friend Joseph, what was the name that this friend who told us his experience bore on earth? Joseph, William. Thanks. Then I would like to ask, if you have forgiven a person, want to forget and sometimes actually completely forget what they did to you, is it still shown to you? Joseph, if it serves the well, being of his soul, or, I would like to say, as a punishment, this event can be shown to him temporarily. But then, I would like to say, you will not point your hands at him or reach for him, you will rather stand next to him in a forgiving manner. Thanks, dear friend. People would certainly be interested to know how such youthful sins can be remedied in life on earth. Joseph, I would like to give you an explanation for this. If you have committed injustice and have no insight, that is, show no insight or no remorse, you will experience this again in the spiritual realm. It is different with things that have been cleared up among people. They will hardly be presented in the spiritual realm anymore. People will meet each other, but in this way without any shadow of sadness. Christ himself said, "Before you go and offer a sacrifice, go to your neighbor and cleanse your sins, forgive one another first." Cf. Matt 5:23-25. This forgiveness must really come from within. It is very often the case that people forgive something of a fellow human being or claim that they have forgiven him, but they continue to talk about it for years. That is just not forgiveness. If a person is forgiven, it should be wiped out. Then you should not talk about it anymore. If you keep talking about the past, you are then finished with it internally. You are then not forgiving towards him and it is still not okay. Dear friend Joseph, when it comes to this forgiveness, another method is recommended. During the evening review that you suggested to us, one should think about such things and feel strong remorse, that would then have a cleansing effect. Can you confirm it? Joseph, yes, I can confirm that very much. Do you know, we know people like this, they lie down, pray to God, and the majority of them think that everything they did during the day is okay. They find no fault in themselves at all, and so they cannot feel any particular remorse. People do so much injustice, but they do not see what injustice they have done. Therefore, this cannot be forgiven. But a person who is spiritually at a higher level, who takes things very carefully and conscientiously, thinks about what he said during the day, who he met and whether he spread discord or sadness or the like through any way of speaking. Such a person then comes to his senses and asks God for forgiveness for this stumbling. It is like this, many people just do not see the mistakes they have. It takes a certain level of mental sophistication to get to the point where you see your own mistakes and admit them. Thanks, dear friend. Then we heard that this Wilhelm continued his studies in the spiritual world. He was given books and notebooks. Is this soul's memory not yet perfect? Joseph, no, it is not perfect. Remember, if a soul has not been in the spirit realm for too long, it is not the case that everything is made clear to it in this way. The soul in question must receive through and through these things that have been transferred to it by the higher spirits or about which it has been taught, in order to achieve knowledge. Only when the soul has reached a certain level of development or has reached a certain level do these things become apparent to it to supplement its knowledge. You may not understand it, but spiritually it is the case that not all entities have the same intelligence, but that those who are not as intelligent, as I have often emphasized, are called upon to do other work that is just as important. They are satisfied with this work because they see that it is just as necessary as that of another brother, so the brother on the upper level does not despise him. They are all grouped into plans in large communities where they accomplish the same work together. They are happy in their work, even though it could be a stumbling block for them because they know I can do more, but I am now condemned to such menial work. The brother affirms this condemnation during the period of his purification. Let us say for certain years, he will have to take on a lot. In his ascension, however, he realizes that despite the burden he has to bear, he could do other things to serve the greater good. The spiritual world has divided it wonderfully in such a way that it can grasp everyone and place them where they can give the utmost strength. Dear Joseph, how does the spiritual world evaluate the cruelties that children commit when they torture animals, enjoy it and think nothing of it? Joseph, it is the case with children, I have already given explanations, that over the years they acquire a certain responsibility. When such small children torture animals, this is the lower urge that is within them. Through education, these lower instincts must be suppressed. The child will then slowly come to the realization that he has to stop doing this. Over time he will become more sensible and accordingly he will be able to understand this. Then, of course, it depends on his whole nature. One person tends to have pleasure, to torment others, or let us say in this case, to torment an animal. But this can also be suppressed or bridged through education. The spiritual world also classifies children into such levels, stages of development. Children up to a certain age cannot be punished for an offense, but then, up to certain years, they are partly prosecuted. And after that, when, as you say, they have come of age, the spiritual world considers them responsible for all their actions. In the case of Wilhelm, as a schoolboy, would he have already been at an age where there was already a certain level of responsibility? Joseph, yes. Experience report of the ascending spirit being Wilhelm and answering questions from spirit teacher Joseph by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Mar 1 Quarten Kaldenstress, Zurich. Template, tape recording. Next headline, Pio, differences between earthly and spiritual reputation. Reunion with the priest and the doctor from the village. Greetings from the control spirit. Pio, God bless you. I was asked to speak to you. Maybe I am not that good at it. Well, I will try. They give me strength and sometimes tell me the right word. I had a hard life, and had to care for many. But I took it for granted that it was so hard for me. I saw that my parents had also had such a hard life, and many neighbors and acquaintances had the same fate. I thought it was fine. I had done my duty, I had tried to work a lot to earn something so that my family would have enough to eat. Well, I then came into the spiritual realm and I was surprised. So much honor was done to me and I did not want to accept this great honor. I did not think I deserved it because I took it for granted that I would do so much for his family. But now they gave me beautiful clothes and said to me, "You had a hard life, and now it will be easier for you. It is nice for you now, Whitmer in the kingdom of heaven now, and Whitmer doing well." I then went with beautiful angelic beings and visited some schools. I was taken to beautiful buildings and explained a lot to me. Of course I enjoyed all of this. I was then shown my beautiful house, which I was soon allowed to take possession of, and I enjoyed it and the whole area. But then I was told, "You now have to pick up your friends and acquaintances who lived with you. First you have to pick up the pastor of your church." While the priest was still alive, everything about his life was explained to me. Of course I already knew a lot about it, because I was not far from him, but I did not know everything. I was accompanied to him and leafed through it like a book. Everything about his life was explained to me in detail and then pointed out to me what I particularly wanted to highlight. I had to look at this carefully and I had to know exactly how to meet him and where I had to lead him. These higher beings would be standing near me, but the priest would not be able to see them. I was told that it would be enough if I picked him up and accompanied him to his place in the spiritual world. Okay, I went to him. Many weeks before he became so seriously ill, I was very close to him and observed everything. I was then at his deathbed and was ready to receive him to lead him into the spiritual world. Behind me were his parents and his siblings. But they were not allowed to talk, they could only wave at him, smile at him, but they were not allowed to talk. I was supposed to talk. I did this in the following way. I greeted him and explained to him, "So, now you are coming to the afterlife." He was surprised that I, Pio, of all people, greeted him. He did not want to accept my company and did not want to listen to me. I knew full well that he expected a better, higher society. I then apologized to him a little and said that I was sorry that others, higher ups, would not accompany him and give him instructions, but that it was my job now and I was no longer that poor Pio which he would have spoken to. He was somewhat reluctant to accept my company. I said it did not help him. I would guide him now. Then, when he still did not agree with me, because he still had a certain dislike for me, and I felt very well that he had expected that special honor would be shown to him, I said to him, "Yes, you know, you have done a lot of things wrong in your life. You received money and you should have given it to the poor. These funds were given to you with the express desire that you use them for the poor. What did you do with that money? You bought wine for yourself. If you give some of this wine to the poor, if we had, we would have excused that. You gave nothing to poor Pietro, who lived very close to you and was so seriously ill. You did not give anything to Vincenzo, who was not far from you either." And I continued to tell him, "You had a garden with lots of vegetables and lots of fruit. The angels of heaven and the Savior, whom you have always praised, would have expected that you would have given the abundance to the poor." He did not do it, he sold it. I had to tell him that, and he was amazed that I knew about it, that I knew all these things. I knew many other things, and I told him that there were still many things where he had gotten into debt. Then he wanted to know why I had the right to tell him this. He would welcome or demand that the angels of heaven speak to him. I answered him, "I am also one of the angels of heaven, and it is my job to tell you this." So I asked him to come with me and I led him into a spiritual village. He was not allowed to live in his own house, he should live with many others. I led him there and he thought I looked so good, but I was poor Pio. He could not believe that I was so beautiful, because I went to church so little and yet he prayed so much and talked about the Savior. Then I said to him, yes, you know, you prayed a lot and talked a lot about the Savior, you told others how to live, but you yourself did not live accordingly. You spoke about the Savior, but you yourself did not live according to his laws. You can't expect him to reward you, you have to make everything right. He was indignant. And I told him that it did not help him, that he just had to come to the realization that those who had a reputation on earth often no longer had it in the other world, and that those who were not paid any attention to in the spiritual world would be given a certain amount of attention. So I accompanied him in this community where he had to live. He also found friends whom he had prayed for and whom he had gone to when they were sick. They were a little surprised that the priest was there too, that he was not in a nicer place, world was allowed to live. But I do not want to talk about that right now. He had to stay where I took him. I had been told exactly where I had to take him. Then the angels came to me again and said, Pio, now it RTMS time. Now you have to get the A doctor at EM, as we told him. You have to lead him now. I also had to look closely at his life book. I knew him too, I knew how he lived, but I did not know everything. So they explained to me exactly what I had to say to him. It then got to the point where I was allowed to face him. I greeted him, hugged him and said, I am glad you are here, doctor. You have to excuse me, I was poor Pio. But now I am no longer poor, you see, I am very rich as you, and it is my job to lead you into your house. Then I told him something about his life. Yes, you know, you gave me some medicine for free when I was sick. And, you know, you get the reward for going to that woman, to Maria, who had so many children and whose husband died so early, and helped her and her children and also brought medicine, without any money from them take. I also know that you sent your wife to the poor people, she had to keep watch there, and she had to bring them food and clothes. Oh, he said, we don't talk about that, Pio, you don't have to talk about it, it goes without saying that I did that. Then I specifically told him, no, that a TMS not entirely obvious. You know, it was not long ago that I accompanied the priest and I had to tell him that he used the money he got for the poor to buy wine for himself and that he used his fruit, instead of giving it to the poor, sold it. And with you I can now say that you have done so much and have not accepted any money and that everything you and your wife have done is credited to you. Well, he looked quite neat and handsome, this doctor. He was wearing a beautiful robe, it was different from the garment he had worn as a human. It had different lines and different colors. I thought it was very nice, and we looked at each other and compared each other and found that we both had a good one, have appearance. Then this doctor said to me, how come you take such a position? Yes, I can understand that, you had to work a lot for your family, you could not afford anything, you have really taken care of yourself bravely, and this will now be your reward. But, tell me, what do they call you? Are you still Pio here? I answered him, no, they don't tell me Pio. He said very quietly in my ear, are you an angel too? I explained, yes, I am told that I belong to them, to these others. But no, you and I, we will still have much to learn and overcome, and we still have hard work to do. But at least we are in good standing. Unlike those I brought in and those I have yet to bring in, who had a certain reputation with people, but this does not apply here. If only people knew that conditions in the world beyond are different. And I told him, come on, I will accompany you now. You know, we live in the same house together. We had a nice house together, and we were happy to be able to live together and do our shared tasks, to be able to survive. I had the feeling of great freedom. As I had previously been full of inhibitions towards this doctor, I had believed and said, you are such a jeshiter, smarter person, I am a terrible person, and I am poor Pio. I had hardly dared to talk, and now I have the impression that I know just as much as this doctor, and we felt like friends and brothers. Then we moved into the house together. When we came in, a small crowd of our spiritual brothers, those angels, were waiting for us. They told us that they had enjoyed our life and that they wanted to take advantage of it. We still have a lot to make up for. We would now continue to be taught accordingly and led to schools and to tasks so that we could serve in the order of God. So we had a lot of fun together. We also agreed that in the future we would bring together those who had lived with us. The other brothers agreed completely. Those from our village should see that poor Pio now looked just as beautiful and good as the respected and good doctor. Well, I have told a small part of my experiences. Our spiritual brother Joseph will explain further to you if things are not clear to you. I enjoy my task and try to fulfill it with all my strength, to the blessing of everyone. I say goodbye and say to all of you, God's blessings upon you. God bless you. Joseph, God bless you. My dear brothers and sisters, I will try to answer your questions as best as I can. Dear Joseph, why was the good doctor only picked up by Pio? I thought at least his parents or relatives or good friends or angels would come too. Joseph, yes, they turned on straight away afterwards. Dear Joseph, Pio described himself to the priest as an angel of God. Was he right about that? Joseph, yes, it is perhaps not expressed quite correctly in your opinion, you have your own particular idea. This spirit simply meant that it belonged to the superior beings. Because all beings who are on the rise and who strive to follow God's plan of salvation and order are holy spirits. They are called holy spirits, and it may not have that meaning in your mind. I would perhaps like to say this, it was illustrated to him that he had been elevated in his position and that he was now received as a brother by the angels of God and had his treatment accordingly. Experience report of the ascending spiritual being Pio and answering questions from spirit teacher Joseph by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Mar 1 Quarton Caldenstress, Direct Template, Tape Recording. Next headline, November 5, 1958. Barbara, Hard Life, Behind Monastery Walls. Coldness of heart and social arrogance in a women's monastery and their effects in the world beyond. Greetings from the control spirit. Barbara, God bless you. I was asked to speak to you. I would like to tell something about my life and then about life in the afterlife. When I was very young, my parents sent me to a monastery. It was common practice for daughters and sons from good families to go to the monastery. The dowry had to be the same for the monastery you entered. I thought what was given to me was quite high. The conditions were set by this monastery, that was largely the case at the time. I would like to mention that there were monasteries where anyone could come and where those who entered were really very poor. They had to earn their living by praying. But those who chose such monasteries came from the poorest backgrounds. But they sent me to the monastery and gave me this dowry. I was religious from an early age, I could not be any different, that is how I was brought up. Well, when I entered the monastery, I immediately saw that there were big differences between those who had achieved less and those who had achieved a great deal, and that the position was accordingly. The sisters who came to this monastery not only brought cash, but they also had legacies of large properties that were supposed to belong to the monastery. All were divided or ranked according to the wealth one brought. Those who came from, I would now like to say, very good families and had a special reputation and accordingly brought their large assets with them, were then in the leading positions came. I received, as I mentioned, a handsome dowry, but what I brought was not enough for a leading position. I have to say that I would never have liked such a leading position in this monastery. There was one sister in particular in such a position at the time, I would like to give her the name Agnes. The name I used at the time was Barbara. Now I would like to share our work. It tell us what we had to do. We embroidered the most wonderful vestments on brocade, on linen, we embroidered tablecloths, curtains, all these precious things, it was taught to us. We were also kept strictly. There was a lot of focus on how much you could do and how cleanly you could do it.